Well, howdy, everyone. The Battle of the Bulge, it starts early in life. You even see tiny tot toddlers with extra belly rolls. And as we get older, it gets so much tougher to keep our midriff in check. So when I read a blurb about a local rendition of TV's Biggest Losers contest and the winner, a 69-year-old guy from Rockford, Illinois, well, it caught my attention. Then when I learned the company that sponsored the contest delivers freshly prepared meals to homes nationwide, well, I was really intrigued. And then when I found out the company is owned by an 84-year-old registered nurse from Marseille, Illinois, well, I figured we had to learn more. With a super cool name, Seattle Sutton, she started her company, Seattle Sutton's Healthy Eating. Seattle Sutton, thanks so much for being here. And it sounds like an early bloom to your business started during a conversation with your physician husband.
You know what? I asked my husband one day, I said, how many people that you saw today? I said, what percent of people do you think would not have to be in the office getting medical care if they weren't overweight? And he said, oh, wow, at least 90%. So I thought, yeah, that's true. And I could really help a lot of people by doing the meals for them. And so I set out to do that. And I started out by renting space from a local caterer. And I had $1,000 to invest. So I invested $1,000 renting space from the local caterer, and I gradually built the business without any loans or anything.
So this was in the town where you were living?
Marseille.
Okay. Tell me how that went from your local distribution and where you started to see the other opportunity. What kind of clicked in your head at that point?
Okay, we had interest from different communities then, and so we started with distributorships. And then we are nationwide now. We use UPS to deliver right to people's doors, and it's refrigerated, still refrigerated, not frozen, not dried meals. It includes breakfast.
Wow. Well, where did all this ambition come from? Was it, were you trying to help people in your family, like your father, and make sure your family was healthy, or was there...
Yeah, in 1985, I was 53 years old. And got it started in 2000, earlier, in 1988, I moved the business to Ottawa because we outgrew the facility here, and I moved it to Ottawa, and then we outgrew that, and I built a new facility right along Route 80 in Ottawa. Yeah,
I
a lot
see.
Of people know
so
about
now
that.
You have a you have a warehouse there, and...
It's a manufacturing facility where we're capable of doing hundreds of thousands of meals. And so we knew that we couldn't get somebody else's blueprints because nobody's doing the same business. And so we knew now by, having done this until 2000, 5 years we did it, and now we knew what we needed to build and so forth. So we have a state-of-the-art manufacturing facility, which is spotlessly clean, and we're USDA right now.
How many people were working for Seattle Sutton then?
We had as many as 90 employees at one time.
Wow.
And now, though, we're really focusing more on a nationwide delivery using UPS instead of having our own distributors, the middleman. And I just noticed the other day I was driving along and I heard about, Macy's, Nordstrom's, all of them, they're closing down like some of the little stores. I guess it's just more affordable to not do that, and because so many people are ordering on the website. And we are seeing that, too.
Sure.
People, and we have, like I said, we have an excellent website, so people go to our website. We also have an 800 number, and I just simply insist, because we help a lot of elderly people. When somebody calls our 800 number, that's 800-442-DIET, when somebody calls that number, I want that phone answered immediately and not run around or whatever, because I think it's very frustrating to older people that hear about us and they might be interested for the convenience. We keep them out of nursing homes because we deliver the meals right to their door twice a week. And so I want a Sutton to be answering. We have four Suttons.
Oh, so
four
you
Suttons
have
that
so
answer the phone. Oh, the 800 number.
Actually, so you're actually talking to a Sutton. That you
yes.
know, customer service
yep.
is so important. And it sounds
well,
as though I don't know if your title is this, but you sound like a CEO to me.
Well, I don't know. You know what? I never worry about titles. I don't care what you call me. I really don't. I mean, it doesn't matter. I don't know. I have delegated a lot to my daughter, Ruth. And then my daughter, Paula, takes care of the national. But my daughter, Ruth, that actually lives in Crown Point, Indiana, I have delegated a lot to her. And my daughter, Sarah, takes care of all the publicity and other things and so forth. So we really, the family is very involved. But I think, you know, back to the answering the phones, you know, I think that there's a lot of bosses, businesses, CEOs that have no clue that the biggest complaint, if they just asked about people contacting them, is the fact that, number one, on the website, it's very difficult. I guess they don't want you to call them. It's very difficult to find a toll-free or a phone number to call them.
Oh, I agree.
You ask
That's
two
right.
questions before you order.
I agree.
And I just will not let that happen, honestly.
Yeah. Well, now, so, Seattle, do you often sit back and just look at what you've done, at least with this, well, your great family and all of life experiences, but at least with your Seattle Sutton Company. Do you have time to look back? Do you enjoy that? How do you view that?
I'm
from time
very
to time?
Proud. And you know, the thing that really puts me on a cloud is when we get another testimonial about somebody that's a diabetic and they were going to have to increase their medication or put them on insulin, but they lost weight on our meals and they kept reporting back to the physician about it and he kept reducing. Our goal is, for example, like a type 2 diabetic that needs weight loss, is to have them lose weight, get off of medication, instead of just adding more medication. The least, you know, all medications go through either the kidneys or the liver. And the more medications you have to take, I think that it shortens your life. And so I just believe in no supplements, eat right, and be careful. Don't take any medication unless they are absolutely necessary. And if you can lose weight and get off of your diabetic medication, whether it's metformin, the pills, or whether it's insulin, lose weight and you can get off of that. And that's our goal. And I just get on a cloud. I really get on a cloud, Andy, when I hear somebody say, tell us. And then when people lose 100 pounds, the distributors or they are to contact me, and I write them a personal note, and I put a $100 bill in there for them, check for $100.
You know, I
love to do that. I just love to do that and hear from them, and I give them a personal call.
Yeah.
Now, I've done that hundreds and hundreds of times.
Seattle, I bet you get asked this question a lot, and in some ways it's really not even a fair question, but curiosity is, how do you tell people who want to know that are trying to focus on maybe where their next step in life is, or second chapter, if you will, and they might get some advice from you? Is there something that you you share?
Well, we have one of our logos is, you know, it's your life, your health, take charge. Everybody has to take charge. And, of course, if they smoke, quit smoking. And we used to stress using seatbelts even. And they have to take charge. In fact, like Medicare doesn't even cover readmittance if it's something like they need to go on a low-sodium diet to get rid of their edema or rather like congestive heart failure, they won't readmit them because they are not taking charge themselves, which I can really see. And so they can't be readmitted for the same diagnoses for 30 days.
So simply,
you have to take charge.
Take charge. Yeah, take charge.
Yes.
And there's
yeah.
another quote that I know that you've discussed, and it has to be, don't be afraid of change. Embrace necessary changes. At 85 or at 70, even at 60 and under, people have trouble embracing change. It's difficult.
Well, you know what? The sad thing is sometimes people don't even, they think of something that should be done, but they're afraid of criticism, so they don't want to step out and promote something or tell people about it or start a business. That's sad. You shouldn't be afraid. Risk-taking is, it can be a challenge and a lot of fun, and your friends will back you up no matter what, and I was very fortunate to have the family back me up on this, but it's just really good. And you know, you say, do I sit back and look at you know, what I've done? And you know what? I don't have time, because you know what I just did? In fact, my oldest son emailed all the rest of the children saying, guess what? Our mother purchased the Marseilles train depot.
Which train depot? You purchased a train depot?
I purchased the old Marseilles train depot, and I'm going to open a museum. This is, Marseilles is just a great little river town. It's old, and it has such great history. Of course, we came here in 1957, so I wasn't born here. But the people here that live here are so proud of the community, and we had a flood here. We're right along the Illinois River, but we had a flood, the first flood since we've been here, that affected a lot of the community, and the story about how everybody helped each other and how it put everybody together and we did things for everybody is just amazing. Amazing. So, yes, I have a new challenge. But, Andy, it's like learning a new language like Russian, because I don't know anything about a museum. But I find each day very challenging and very interesting.
And you're embracing change.
Yes, yes.
I think that's
so. I purchased it, and I've already restored all of the inside. Beautiful brickwork and beautiful terrazzo floor that's been sanded and so forth. I mean, it's a beautiful building. It's 100 years old this year, and I think my first opening will be a birthday party for the depot. How does that sound?
For the people of the
it's
town.
100 years old. A birthday party, a 100-year birthday party for the depot. I'm not yet ready for displays,
yeah,
but I have a lot of calls. It's going to be a very interesting depot, and maybe you'll come and see it.
I would love to. Yes, I would love
yeah.
to.
Okay.
Well,
yeah.
Seattle, this has been great. It's a great way to leave our conversation, and we'll make sure that others can find out about it. So thank you so much.
Okay, Andy, just this week I was going to tell you, I do love to do like public speaking and love to be interviewed. And I asked my husband one day, I said, Kelly, why do I like that kind of thing? And he said so seriously that I could not get mad at him. He said, well, Seattle, he said, I think it's maybe because you're kind of a show-off. He was right.
Beautiful. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Andy.
I really love what she's built, and from what I gather, this is a huge growth industry because as we all get older and busier, it's hard to spend time cooking in the kitchen, yet we still want a variety of great meals without going out, and Seattle makes a great point about a healthy diet. Thanks again, Seattle. Join us next time, and it would be wonderful if you subscribe to the Bloomer Boomer podcast on iTunes, give us a rating and review, and if it's not too much to ask, follow us on Facebook at Bloomer Boomer, and learn a lot more at bloomerboomer.com. So long until next time.